I'm Wanda Overland, Dr. Wanda Overland. I'm the Vice President for Student Life and Development at St. Cloud State University, and I serve on the Charting the Future, one of the teams, and I'm on the Student Success team as one of the campus experts. Today we are doing the gallery walks. There are a total of 8 teams. 4 of the teams started in the spring, and the other 4 started this fall. And so today we have kind of the work that's been done so far on the 4 teams: student success, workplace solutions, incentives, and then also the diversity. And the teams will be continuing to do their work. So at this stage, the teams have done a lot of research. They've brought in experts. They've talked to individuals that are on the team about what some of the trends are, a lot of reading of the literature to see what's happening in the country. And so this is the work they've done to date, and they wanted to stop and say, okay, are we on the right track? And they wanted to get feedback from students, faculty, and staff about, here's our best thinking at this point in time. Are there ideas we're missing? Are there things that concepts we've put up as initiatives that people think, yes, this is absolutely what we should do, and continue to work on, because right now they're just big concepts. And then are there things we're missing? So, for example, on the student success team that I'm on, there's even on the board some questions that are being asked of people. And then part of the process right now for the student success team specifically is working with the diversity work team. And on all of the campuses that we're going to, they're holding focus groups with students. There's 16 focus groups with students to say, okay, what are your thoughts as students? You know, I think that there are lots of reasons. Certainly, we talked a few minutes ago about the changing student population. Our populations are becoming more diverse. So each of these teams have concepts, ideas. So the student success team, for example, that I'm on, is saying that, you know, we think it's important to look at student advising. How do we utilize technology to help students succeed? You know, what kinds of policies and procedures do we need to help remove barriers for students? Are some of the policy and procedures that we have hindering students from success? So those are the pieces that we're looking at in the student success team.
Thank you for spending your time with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.